This performance is an original work of creative fiction, owned by me, Talking Smut, and the writer. It is protected under copyright and Creative Commons licensing. My work is for adults, by adults, and about adults. This is a work of fictional fantasy and does not condone or promote harm to anyone in any way. Do not host, use, fill, or adapt my work for commercial purposes. Do not download, post, host, or re-host my work without the express permission of the artists involved. The effects are from freesound.org, and any music is used under license. Please enjoy this feature presentation. Hello there, Princess. I'm so glad you joined me. I know exactly why you're here. You're at home, on your own, the curtains probably closed, and you've reached that point of insatiable aching which urges your brain to touch yourself. But getting off to random porn isn't quite enough for you, is it? No. And you're right, I'm the same. It's just so frustrating to waste your time on something which barely gets the job done. It looks so disingenuous, so silent, so phony. And then you're wondering whether my voice is the right one to bring you to that amazing, freeing orgasm. Edging yourself might be the only solution to reach that pussy-clenching frenzy that gets your toes all curled up, gets you all sweaty and relaxed. Let's be honest, that's the only way you'll get these urges out of your system, because you're such a needy little thing. Anyway, you've knocked on the right door. I love using my voice with you, and I know you'll be a diligent little slut for me. Carefully chosen words have that innate ability to penetrate your dirty little mind, to reach that filthy corner of your wild imagination. But I need to warn you, though. To edge you further than you've ever been, I'll need a few surprising mind-fucking tricks in my back pocket. There, I warned you, at least. Eventually, after all this talk, I might allow you to come. Or maybe I'll simply just deny you. Denial? Yes, you heard that right. That's only for me to decide. It just depends on whether you're a good girl or a bad girl. Tell me, are you going to follow all my instructions like a good girl? Or are you going to ignore my orders, be a bad girl, and keep that orgasm selfishly hidden away from Daddy? So if you follow my instructions, I'm going to make you come. I make that promise to you. I also promise you will come twice as hard as you usually do. But for that, I need you to bring your A game. I'm not here to make you come in 10 minutes. Just go somewhere else if that's what you're after. No, I want to get you to twist and turn out of complete and utter neediness. Make you beg so hard that I'll allow you to come only out of sheer compassion. You heard that right. Because I actually care about you. Of course I do, my dearest. So, I need you to commit to me. Totally commit, and not be distracted by other endeavours. Promise me that you will do exactly as I say. Promise me. Say it. Say it out loud. Good girl. I'll rely on you to do the touching, but Let me take care of the rest. Let me guide you and make you my plaything. My cum toy, shall we say. You may be the one to climax, but that orgasm is mine, and mine only. Is that clear? I can't hear you. Is that clear? Good. Shut the door, close your curtains, switch off the lights if you prefer, and then undress yourself. I didn't say to keep your panties on. I want you to strip down totally and utterly naked. And fetch your favourite vibrator if that's what you need. If you don't have one, either pick another toy or just go the old-fashioned way. Oh, you're getting nervous. You can do it. I know it. If you have a vibrator, I want you to put it on the one level below your hardest. What's the hardest? Well, sweetheart, let's just say it's that speed that gets you to an uncontrollable state after less than 10 minutes of it. Good girl. Look at you, laying there naked for me, decidedly ready to edge and come hard, but all too vulnerable to each word I say. Yes, my cute little slut. Do you really think Daddy won't care for you? See how you reacted there? You twitched, didn't you? But yes, Daddy loves every part of your gorgeous body, every curve, every inch of your skin is glowing with anticipation. Put the toy aside for now and start running your fingers along your body, your shoulders, past your nipples, along your stomach, toward your hips, and your inner thighs, and stay there. No. Did I say you could go any further? Don't you dare touch your princess parts without asking. Do you want to ask? Of course you do. What else? Well, ask nicely then. A bit louder, my dear. I can barely hear you. There we go. I can see that you're getting impatient, sweetheart. Time to show me what you're capable of. Let those fingers loose on your clit. Don't go too hard too quickly, though. Pace yourself. We might be here a while. That's right. Gentle clockwise circles. Stay slow, not too fast. Don't be greedy. You only get to speed up when I tell you to. Now, go counterclockwise. Your desire is such a metronome, isn't it? Always there, right on point. Now, show me how you play with yourself. Don't be shy, my dear. Very nice. Keep going. Oh, that's a very good choice. I can imagine how much that can make you moan and writhe. And that look in your eyes tells me that you're ready. Are you ready? Are you ready to be edged, my sweet princess? Of course you are. Take the toy. Go on, put it on. Remember to keep the intensity just shy of your maximum. I want this to be a slow burning process. I want to see the wetness of your pussy appear from where I'm sitting. That's it. Press it gently against that needy little pussy. But don't push it to your clit yet. I want to tease you. Feel those tingles of pleasure rush throughout your body. Relax and let those ripples take you over. Forget all your troubles, all your responsibilities, and let everything that weighs on your mind disappear. You look incredible. Your moans are making me want to do more than just watch. How much I wish I could be the one applying the pressure. Would you let me? What did I say? You're not to move that toy to your clit until I say so. You naughty girl. You see, Daddy wants to watch you get desperate. Daddy wants to hear you beg for more. There we go. That's more like it. The way you grind your hips into it sends me absolutely wild. Every part of you is feeling that pleasure, isn't it, Princess? Now stop. You heard me. I said stop. Hands off. Take it away from your pussy. Oh, don't you look at me like that with those big doe eyes, my little slut. You were getting far too close to coming, and I can't allow that. Not while you're supposed to be edging. It's okay. Don't look too disheartened. You'll get it back in a moment. For now, just catch your breath, and let me admire that gorgeous naked body of yours. A sublime sight. Let me enjoy the view. Oh, yes. There is so much about you to enjoy. Look at you. What if I trace my fingers up the inside of your thigh? Your skin is warm and dewy. What if I go a little higher? You're getting squirmy. That's a good sign. I just feel like running my fingers along your body until they find those sensitive spots that make you ever so slightly bite your lips. Although, maybe it's time to think more about your pleasure. Let's put that toy back on. However, this time I want it on the lowest setting. Yeah. I'm about to give you exactly what you've been waiting for. You rest that toy on your needy little swollen clit for me. Good girl. Doesn't that feel better? You know I can't neglect your clit for too long. Much as I enjoy teasing you, I just can't get enough of the sounds you make when that clit is involved. Oh, and look at the mess you've made on the sheets already. That wetness dripping onto the bed, it's just perfect. Make it go faster. Come on. Increase the setting to the penultimate level, just like before. That's it. Just like that. Grind your pussy into it. Show me how desperate you are for Daddy. Keep going. Don't you dare stop. Come on. Faster, my little fuck toy. That's it. I want you to get right on the edge of a climax. Keep working that clit, Princess. Faster. Fuck, I feel so hard just listening to you. God, the moans that are coming out of your mouth. I can tell how close you are, how much you need it. Good girl. Stop. Yes, stop. Don't you dare make me come over there and switch it off. There. I'm so obedient. I know. I know I'm mean, aren't I? So, are you in a playful mood? Of course you are. What a silly question. But I want to try something a little different. And a lot more fun for both of us. Well, mostly me. We'll alternate between a few games and countdowns. If you lose the game, you have to edge until the next one. If you win the game, you get to come after an epic countdown from 10 all the way to 1. I'm making these games up as we go, so I don't know exactly how far we'll get. To be fair, I don't know how long you'll last. And those are my rules, non-negotiable even for the cute little brat that you are. Now remember, you have to continue edging throughout each game. I need that pussy aching to come, and I want that needy look in your eyes. Oh, I didn't say this was going to be easy. Quite the opposite, in fact. Splendid. Let's jump right into it, then. How's your geography, sweetheart? Oh, did I catch you by surprise there? You thought I would choose a kinky game? Like Never Have I Ever or something? Oh, no. I did warn you, but don't worry. You just need to name the capital of the country I mention, and then you can come right away. Yes. Yes, you're that close to it. Don't you stop edging, by the way. I'm keeping my eyes on you. Now, back to the fun. Look, for example, what is the capital of the United Kingdom? Right, London, of course. Simple as that. And you can come in no time. And I really want you to come now. So, just the thought of you edging up to now has been driving me insane. So, let me ask just this once. What is the capital of Eritrea? What? Unfair? Of course that's not unfair. I never mentioned this would be easy, but you still accepted the challenge. I know you can do it. For you. For me. For us. I mean, I could just give you another country if you want. Do you need another shot at this? Maybe you can touch yourself a bit deeper first and wriggle those hips of yours. You know, just to give yourself a bit of moral support. So, what is the capital of, let's say, South Africa? That's a fairly easy one, right? Come on, kitten. Tick-tock, my dear. No, not quite. The answer was both Pretoria and Bloemfontein. I'm so gutted for you. Well, back to touching yourself. But unfortunately, no coming right now. Don't you cheat on me. I can see you wiggling your hips. You must be thirsty for it by now. Had you answered the questions right, you would be in the middle of the most satisfying and hard-earned climax right now. Mm-hmm. Before we move on to the next round, I want one of those hands of yours to trail up your torso until they reach your tits. That's it. Perfect, sweetheart. Just gently tease your nipple. Give it a little pinch for me too, just enough to make your body react. Don't take your other hand away from the toy, though. I want to watch every part of you feel good. I wonder, how many fingers could you fit right now? I want you to try adding another one. You know, my dick is bigger than those, so just imagine it slapping your pussy lips before slowly teasing them by rubbing the tip of my cock across them. Now, anyway, we've tried geography. I thought my next game would involve calculus. Yes, that's right. No, not the hard stuff. Just a few easy numbers added on top of the other. No big. Do you not trust me now? Come on, kitten. Have more faith in yourself. I know you can give me your very best when you try. And it's so hot when you do that. Give it your best for me, please. Just like you'll give me your best orgasm. I saw that smile there. Good girl. You just need to solve calculus and under 4 seconds while touching yourself. So, for example, if I say 3 times 7 and if you answer 21, you win. It's as simple as that. No penalties for getting it wrong, though. I know, I'm being generous here, but I only want you to win. And come. Remember? What about... Ooh, are you ready for the real one this time? Yeah? What about 23 multiplied by 47? Tick-tock, tick-tock. 1, 2, 3. 4. Did you really think I was going to pick just simple numbers? Of course not. I know how hard this can be, so you get a second try. You want numbers under 10, is that right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's try 7.3 multiplied by 4.6. No? Are you complaining again? Did you actually think I would pick easy numbers? Well, you know the drill. Back to edging, sweetheart. Let's get those moans louder for me. You are such a good girl for me. Trying to remain in my seat while you're laying there in front of me is difficult, to say the least. I mean, I might even say challenging. You know exactly what you do to me. Just look at how hard you make Daddy's cock. Can you see it through my trousers, Princess? I'll take that bite of your lip as a yes. Imagine what it would feel like, teasing your entrance, coating the head with your sweetness and wetness. I can hear the urgency in your moans, just waiting for me to stretch open that tight little pussy. Fuck. The thought of having myself buried inside of you, draining every ounce of cum out of me. Oh, yes. Speaking of cum, it looks like we really need to help you out, don't we? Shall we just leave it to a coin toss? I mean, that would make it a 50-50 chance for you. Do you want me to try that? Good old heads or tails. Win, you come. Lose, you get denied. Are you ready to take that risk? Oh. Oh my. Did I see a scared look there in your eyes? You'd forgotten about the denial option, didn't you? Are you asking me to replace denial with more edging if you lose? I can't hear you, kitten. You need to convince me for that. To ask nicely. To beg. Come on, man. Don't be shy. Okay, I can sense the distress there. Let's take denial off the table then. Okay, but don't take that toy off your pussy. I saw what you did there once again. Don't be so shy and hold back from me. Back to our coin toss. Where's the bloody coin? Not here. Ah, nope, there it is. Heads or tails, by the way. What did you say? You need to speak louder when I ask you questions. Oh, of course you would choose that. You know exactly what I mean, Missy. Here we go. Oh, my. Wow. Someone's going to be happy. Actually, maybe not one, my bad, but both of us. That's right. That's right, you were on the good side of the coin toss. Who would have fucking thought? Your pussy will finally get to release that tension it's been building up, but don't you forget, you have that last little countdown we talked about, don't you? I'm sure I don't need to explain, but we'll start at 10 and you only get to come once I reach 1. Understood? However, there may or may not be a few surprises along the way. Don't worry, it's nothing you can't handle by now. Plus, I just know you'll be an obedient little slut and only come when you're permitted. Does that sound okay to you, gorgeous? Perfect. So, are you ready? Then let's begin. 10. Get ready, princess. Make sure those vibrations ripple all through your body. Give that pussy what it wants, what it needs, what it begs for. You're on the last stretch. It's right there. 9. That's it. Good girl. You're doing so well. Feeling that clench? You're such a needy little thing, aren't you? Do you like daddy controlling you like this, just using words? I know you're going to have the most exhilarating orgasm at the end. I made you that promise, remember? But do you think you'll make it all the way down to 1? Of course you will, my little fuck toy. I'll be there next to you all the way to 1. 8. Oh, the look of desperation on your face. Only 8. And still a whole lot of numbers to go through. Aren't you just adorable? I have you right where I want you. On the bed, squirming, moaning, and desperate to come. Can you see how happy you make me? My cock is so hard for you. If only I'd allow you to touch it, but not now, not today. 7. So close, aren't we? I just want you to come so badly now. I've been thinking about you all day, but this is so much better than I imagined. I forget how gorgeous you are, watching you grind your hips into that toy, biting your lips as you're fighting your urges to come. Fuck, you're getting right at that edge, aren't you? So much self-control. Imagine if I pulled my cock out for you right now. You'd like that, wouldn't you? I would be coming inside of that dripping pussy right now and let some spill over those lips, to be honest. 6. Hold yourself. Don't let go too soon. You're doing so well. Daddy knows what he's doing. I know you want to come, but no, not yet. That orgasm is all mine, isn't it? 5. Halfway there, princess. Only halfway. Think of that moment when I allow you to come. All of that bliss which has been building up inside of you being released. You know it's worth the wait. And that's why you'll do anything I ask. Won't you? What if I start moaning with you? Would that turn you on? Because all I want to do now is pull my cock out and slap the tip on your wet pussy before thrusting into you hard. Oh, 4. Push that toy against your clit harder. Surely you knew I wasn't going to make this easy for you. I want your little cunt dripping for me, and me only. I want to feel your wetness now. Oh, God. You are soaking, aren't you? You're doing so well. You're going to make it all the way to 1, I know it. 3. Good girl. But don't you dare come. There's a punishment awaiting if you disobey my orders. What's that? You're getting close? No, those eyes won't work on me this time. Come on, come on. Fuck yourself now. Fuck me now. Almost there. 3. I already said 3. Are you sure? What a shame. Oh, if you keep talking back to me, I'll have to start over. You wouldn't want that, would you? Didn't think so. Keep going. Faster, you little cum whore. I know how eager you are. Faster. It's right now, baby. It's just around the corner. You can almost come. 2. So close, aren't we? Keep going. Give it all now, for me. Maximum intensity. Give it me all, baby. You're not taking that toy off until you cover our sheets with your cum. Almost there. Right there. But are we at 2 or 1? I can't remember. Say that again? Oh, your eyes are on fire and your body is writhing. You need to come, don't you? Well, you're about to. Almost. Almost. 1. Come now. That's it. You did it. You fucking did it. Scream Daddy's name. Let everyone know who's made you feel this good. Tell me what a good little slut you are while you're soaking those sheets. You've waited so long. So hard. Enjoy this moment. Enjoy what your patience has rewarded you with. Good girl. Take a deep breath now. This is your time to unwind from that blazing craziness. Rest that head back, stretch those legs out for me and move your hips a little bit. You're quite something, you know. I mean, I truly didn't expect you to last that long. You were stunning. Incredible. I wonder, just how much have you been practicing, my darling? Oh, and those questions are totally impossible to answer. I wouldn't have managed one either, but you knew that all along, didn't you? You did so well. You were so composed. And I know, I was a little bit mean with the number count. Did I sense a little bit of panic there? I did warn you that a little bit of mind fuckery was required to make you come like that. Come on, come here, my dear. Curl up. I want to feel that warm body of yours. You made me so, so proud.